Hi, this is How Do I Deal. Each week we bring you a
antipasto platter of
chats, advice, stories, lols, and games. I'm Jade.
And I'm Ella. Happy 2016, let's kick it in the dick.
Yeah, bitches. Hello.
Hi. Guys, okay, so let's just get this started.
Yeah.
Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Happy New Year.
Happy happy holidays.
Happy holidays, sorry, that's very PC of us.
Yeah.
Happy Hanukkah. Happy, what's the one that's like
Festivus?
Festivus. From Seinfeld. And that
happy
one.
Happy Festivus from Seinfeld.
I was talking to Jerry this morning
and
he said to me, you know, when you want to, what's the deal? When you guys aren't talking about Festivus. Oh, that's a really bad.
Yeah.
But, no, there's that other one. I don't want to say, like, the word because I sound so, like, I have no knowledge of things, but the one that the black people.
Oh, my God. Wow. Hit it right out of the park.
Yeah.
Black Friday. Isn't that, like, the
day?
It's
a sales day.
Yeah. Happy no, one but of
like,
those.
You know the one that's like, it's an African one, I'm pretty sure.
Ah.
And it's like, they say, Happy Hanukkah, Merry Christmas, and Kwanzaa.
Oh.
Yeah.
Kwanzaa, tell me Kwanzaa.
What's that of?
Isn't it like a Frank Sinatra song, but it's like, Kwando,
oh.
Tell me, I don't know.
We are so out of our league. Anyway, good morning, good afternoon, good night, from wherever you are. We're kicking down the door to this 2016. We're very excited for the podcast this year.
Yeah, we are. We're going to get our shit together.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get organized.
Yeah.
We're going to try and do it
weekly
and, you know, get a bit of structure up in this bitch.
Up in this bitch. And so, for those new listeners.
No, I like Looniesness.
Okay, for those Looniesness. Oh, that's what we can call them.
Yeah.
If you're a Louise. Hola, Louise. Our Looniesness. Well, I'm Ella.
Yeah. Who are you?
I'm going to give you a brief rundown.
Do you want me to interview you?
Yeah, let's do it.
I'm not very good at it, but.
Okay, no, I'm excited.
Okay, who are you?
Okay, well, I'm Ella
mm-hmm.
P. Gleason.
Mm-hmm.
And I
What does the P stand for?
Patricia. I feel like
that.
I shouldn't be putting that out there. Is that?
I don't know. Here's.
Can you crack my security codes?
I'm not sure. Like, I was just about to ask you for your ABN.
Mm.
No, not your ABN.
I do run a successful business.
Yeah. For your account and BSB number.
Yeah.
Sorry, continue. 762. Who are you?
Oh, okay, who am I? Okay. So that's actually a mental breakdown question. Who am I?
Yeah,
but, okay. Well, I'm Ella. I am a lady who, okay, I'm a creative type, I am an optimist, I like cats a lot. You know what, I'm just gonna segue.
Sidebar.
I was on Instagram last night, and you know, like, all the stuff that comes up in your
Explore page. Yep.
I was showing it to my friend. Oh, he doesn't have a name. I'm gonna call him, like, gorgeous model, nice hair.
Is it my housemate?
Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, gorgeous one answer. I was like, oh, look at this. It comes with my Explore page. It's a raccoon. Look at this. There's some kittens. And then I was like, hold on. Instagram knows. It fucking knows.
They absolutely know.
Anyway, so I like cats. I like animals.
Mm-hmm.
Get me, like, so excited. I love
wet?
Them so much.
Do they get you wet?
Sopping.
Sorry.
From the tears of joy that I cry when I see them. Turning it around. And yeah, I love to create content. I have a YouTube channel as well that I do with my friend. Does she have one?
Who?
Daria, maybe. We'll call her Daria.
Daria. Does she have one what?
Nickname.
No, I don't think she does.
Mm.
Also, can I just, like, with the nicknames, I had this realization the other day of, like, I think we started the nicknames to protect, you know, ex-lovers.
Yeah.
But then it's like, nobody fucking knows who they are. Like, everyone that's listening that is our friend already knows who we're talking about.
Yeah.
And other people, like, it matters that we give names out. But I do like what we're
saying. I think it's a nice flavour. Yeah. So anyway, I'm going to say Daria, because she's of that, like, nature.
She's of that elk.
Yeah, but she's also a beautiful soul.
Yeah.
And anyway, so I have I'm a content creator, guys. Obviously, make a podcast. Have some YouTube sketches on...
What's your YouTube called?
YouTube.com/suchfunny.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, if you want to hit it up. I also produce content for Instagram.
I'm a content creator. My own Instagram page.
Yeah, I try to...
Same.
Yeah, occasionally be funny. And so if you want to go that, Ella_Gleason. So I'm just self-promoting at the top here.
It's good. It's great. I've got to do it because I've got nothing. Yeah. I've got nothing to promote.
And so, yeah, so I love dumb, funny things, animals... Food, massive on food. I'm an Italian woman. Get me that carb. I'm carbo loading constantly, on the reg, 24 sevs. And yeah, I don't shut up. That's my thing. Jade. hi, BB.
Hello.
Who are you?
Who am I? Guys, I don't know. I am Jade Cleland. Middle name, kind of.
That always got
me. Let's not get into that one.
Can we just call you J.W. Clearland, though?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm Jade. I don't know what I am. That's probably...
What's your star sign?
Aquarius.
Ooh.
Age of.
What does that mean? Like, what's an Aquarius?
I'm a water bearer.
Oh.
I don't even know what that means.
Is that like a water element?
Does that mean that I should love water or that I love water?
Maybe it means that you have a
fluid... Am I an amphibian?
Yes. I always wondered about those weird gills in your neck, but I never wanted to point it out.
I do have, like, a weird gill thing on my ear.
On your ear?
Yeah. I thought... Are you being serious, Aaron?
No.
Oh, I do have, like...
Show me.
Okay. I don't know what side it's on. Maybe that side. Just, like, above my ear somewhere.
It's like a fold? Or a
No, it's just, like, a little dot. It's, like, a little hole.
Yeah.
Yeah. Maybe I am an amphibian. Oh, what's an amphibian?
A frog, so they exist in water and out in land as well.
That is me. Mm-hmm. I'm Jade, I'm an amphibian.
It's kind of like a mermaid.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Jade, I'm a mermaid.
With my friend... No, that's a boring story, sorry. I used to play mermaids because we had a pool.
How great was mermaids?
We used to play mermaids, and our names would be, like, it'd have to be, like, a crystal or something. So, yeah. Like, I'd be, like... Amethyst. She'd be like, garnet.
Rose quartz, come find the secret hidden kingdom.
That's exactly what it was. But yeah, I don't know, guys.
Okay, well, I'll give a spiel on Jade. She's a complete empath. She is so, like, sensitive to other people's emotions and animals' emotions.
Well, yeah, no, that's... Because you said that you love animals. I love animals, but, like, to my detriment. Like, I can't sometimes I can't even look at them.
Yeah.
The other day, I was in a laneway in Brunswick, Victoria... Melbourne, Victoria.
Mm-hmm.
And there's just, like, cats just run this alleyway.
Oh, my God, that's my life.
And this kitten was, like, in the middle of the alleyway on the road, like, road. Mm. Alleyway road. And just, like, rubbing itself on the ground, and then it came over and started meowing at me, and I was like, no. I was like, I can't even make eye contact with you, Aaron, because I don't know what, like, it's too much.
Yeah.
It's too many emotions.
Yeah, it all just floods the system.
Yeah, and even, like, I can't watch, like, animal videos online or anything. Like,
yeah.
I can't appreciate them for, how other people appreciate them, because I'm like...
Too
no,
sad!
No.
Oh, my God. But, we're both... crazy podcast fans.
Oh, yeah.
We listened to... Oh, my... Like, I was listening to... Someone messaged me the other day and was like, can you give me a few suggestions? And I was like, okay, what are we looking for? Is it, like, science-based, comedy-based, Australian, American, British? Like, what are we looking at? And they're like, I don't know. I'm just starting off. And I was like, well, there's this really great podcast called How Do I Do?
Yes. Good self-promotion.
Yeah, other than that, like, I'll just say... Some of our inspiration, guys, also if you're podcast listeners, which you probably already have listened to these because they're way bigger than we are, but like, get into your, what are my inspiration? I love me some Will Anderson, some Tony Fogg.
Yeah.
Jake and Amir, what is it? If I Were You.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, from that, we just really felt like, let's chat.
That's just gas bag.
Yeah.
And what is this podcast? Sorry, we are blabbing so much, RN.
Oh,
but
no.
We, like, also, let's catch up.
Yeah.
Because we haven't done a podcast for quite some time
now. Yes,
yeah. So where did we leave it last time? Like, where...
Fear was the last one.
I don't even remember.
So we discussed fears. We had some phobias in there. Mm-hmm. I said I was afraid of custard and clowns.
Yep.
You don't like, oh my god, I forgot all your fears.
Anyway,
so that's where we left off.
Yeah.
And so what we've been through, that sounds like we've done the hard yards, not really. We went to a music festival.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
Okay, let's break it down.
Okay.
Let's start at music festival.
Cool.
How was your Meredith Music Festival?
Yeah. If you 15? Guys haven't ever been to Meredith Music Festival, we implore you to get down there. Surely that this podcast would have taken off so much by the next Meredith that we'll be just doing a live show. So, you know.
Oh, a live show at Meredith.
Yeah. Not like on the stage, but at our camp, maybe.
Okay. Yeah, we could do that.
Yeah. Set up some speakers, just really annoy people.
Yeah,
Meredith Music Festival. Mine was great, but I will say my age was very present.
Really?
Yeah. So the past music festival, Meredith's that I've been to, you get a bit loose, you have some silly juice, and maybe have some silly things in your body, and you get all silly, and it's super duper fun. But I think the first night, well, we got there, I wasn't camping with you this time, which was different.
Yeah, that was a big kick in the teeth.
Yeah, but we weren't far away, which was good.
Yeah.
And it was, we set up these, like, the people I was camping with had a marquee, and it was really cool, but we set up, had some drinks, went for a wander, come back. The sky was just like, hey, fuck you, guys. Like,
oh, yeah.
I'm going to blow a gale and just piss all over you. Mm. So there was, like, five of us holding onto our marquee, just, like, I was a bit pissy at this stage because I started drinking quite early.
Yeah.
And maybe smoked a jazz cigarette. I don't know.
A jazz cigarette.
Nobody has any raw evidence. So I'm just, like, giggling away, like, ha-ha, our marquee's falling over, guys. And once that settled down, went and found you. But, yeah, the Friday night, so great.
Yeah.
We saw some TK Midza, had some dancing.
Yep.
The next night.
It was so cold. It was so cold.
Someone told me that it had been the coldest that it had ever been at a Meredith.
Yeah. Well, because we both sort of crashed early just because it was cold. Like, I think we both had the intention of going back to tent, to camp, and, like, getting changed or something, and both just crash.
Yeah.
Which is not me at all. Yeah. Like, I'm...
You're a party animal. You're party central.
Yeah. I'm...
Resilient. Okay, so, gorgeous model, nice hair, and I were talking about this last night. I've spoken about it previously, that, and in the alcohol episode, it come up, that Jade is, like, a fucking marathon runner when it comes to, like, drinking and... So at festivals, like, you're in your element. Like,
you can day drink. Yeah, I am in my elementary.
And you just keep going and you're, like, high energy the whole time.
Yeah.
And I dip up and down.
Yeah.
So it was really weird to see you, like,
I know. I was just fucked. I can't even... Yeah. But it's weird. Like, speaking of the marathon thing, maybe I am marathon, but I cannot... I'm not a sprinter.
No.
Guys, I'm just not a sprinter. Like, last night, I went out for, like, nice drinks. Like, you know when you go out for nice drinks, you have a few wands.
No, I don't know.
I was with Quiet Long Hair.
Aww.
And we went to...
The boyf.
Yeah.
He took you on a date, did he?
Yeah. It was so lovely.
Oh, well, he's done good by me.
Yeah. No, it was really nice. We went out to, like, I don't know, like, some nice wine bar and drank wine. And,
That'd be funny. I went out to this nice wine bar, had a goon.
Had a fancy goon.
Had a fancy bloody goon.
Yeah, so I had, like, 3 glasses of wine, and then I had a pint of cider, and I was fuck-eyed.
Yeah?
Like, got home and was just rambling, started talking about, like, Quiet Long Hair was just in bed, like, I'm assuming trying to go to sleep or, like, trying to find something to watch, and I'm, like, sitting up in bed telling him about Judy Garland, like, and her history, and, like, yeah, seriously, because I've been listening to this new podcast that's, like, I think it's called You Must Remember This, and it's just, like, sort of history of old, you know, classic Hollywood, and I was just going through pretty much every episode that I've listened to. I'm like, so Liz Taylor, did you want to know about Liz Taylor? And he's like, no. But I was just so drank.
Yeah.
I have a funny story from Meredith, actually. This is, like, one of my... There were, like, a few really good things that happened, and this is, like, one of my favourite stories. So Quiet Long Hair and I were getting ice, you know, so they have, like, a truck with...
The water.
We were getting frozen water, and there's, like, a truck, and next to the truck is a table, like, a lady sitting at a table, and you go and pay, and she'll yell out, like, 2 bags of ice, or, like, 1. So we're standing in the line.
She's yelling behind her into the truck.
Like, yeah, she's yelling next to her. And There were probably like 7 people in front of us who all bought 1 bag of ice. So yep. It's just going, one, 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 like just yelling like one, like 7 times. And then we got to like, Quiet Long Hair and I got to the table and she's like, one. And then Quiet Long Hair was like, oh, sorry, do you actually have the time? And she goes, and looked at the time and she was like, one.
Was it actually one?
It was actually one.
Oh, that's
and
so
in my
great.
Head, I was like, when he asked for the time, I was like, it would be so perfect, like comedically perfect if it was one. And it was, and it just made my day.
Well, that's a nature's sketch show if I ever heard one.
Yeah.
That's so great.
Mm.
I'm trying to think of my highlight.
Yeah. I think I had another highlight, but I can't remember it, so you
When charismatic singer bassy man fell into the tent.
Oh, that's a really great... Yeah, that was great. Actually, that was my other highlight.
Yeah.
So, one of our friends, charismatic bassy man.
Yeah.
Hey, Mr. Charismatic bassy man.
Hey, Mr... Okay, yeah, you get it.
Yeah. Got a little bit drunk, was sitting up at camp, and we all kind of left him, like, asleep in the chair, and we got back, and we're like, where's charismatic bassy man? And we're like, and why is this tent a puddle on the ground? Like, it's just completely deflated. So my friend and I went with the torch and looked in there, and we're looking in there for fucking ages, like, torch shining, like, what's going on in here? Like, I can't make out, and then I'm like, is that charismatic bassy man? And he'd, like, I don't know how, but, like, wedged himself between the shell of the tent, like the outside
lining.
Shell and the lining of the tent, had like wedged himself in.
Oh my god! That's when you know you've partied.
Yeah, I have pics, but I need to get around Instagram. Maybe that's my resi. That can be my resi this year.
Yeah.
Get around Instagram.
Yeah. I do love a festival though, because it's new rules.
Mm.
It's not like life rules. When you get to a festival, for starters, you're like, sick, I don't have to shower for 3 days. Mm, like, I know that some people, that is their...
I don't shower for 3 days.
Oh,
anyway.
Yeah. Like I was saying, I said last night to our friends, we're talking about the water bill, because one of them said, I'm hosting Australia Day, and I said, sick, I'll bring around a kiddie pool, let's hope it's a hot day, and she said, no, you can't, because I don't want my water bill to be too high.
What? That's so funny.
And I was like, water bills aren't that high, like, our house has 4 people, and one of them takes, like, 40-minute showers 2 times a day, and... blah, 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 it's fine. And I was like, but I suppose it kind of adds up in my favour because I don't shower. I shower every 2 days.
Yeah. I shower, like, probably the same amount as, like, 4 people.
Yeah.
I consume that amount of water.
Yeah. But, yeah, so it's like, not showering, like, I'm here, for starters, you're with your mates for, like, 72 hours.
Yeah.
How rare is that? You always have, like, a dinner or... you might catch up over the coffee or do something together, but it's only for a couple of hours.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
To actually just be like, everyone's my housemate.
Yeah.
For 3 days. And
I love it. Especially when you're with good peeps.
Yeah.
It's just nice.
Mm-hmm.
What a time to be alive.
Yeah. Or I will say that I ran into an ex at the, an ex? Do I call him an ex? I don't know.
An ex-lover.
Someone who used to put his D in my V. Okay, like maybe weekly for a couple of months.
Yeah.
And that was like a little bit, like as nice as he is, it's very difficult. I was like,
oh, really? Is it a bit aux?
A little bit aux, you know? Yeah.
Yeah. I guess I don't have that many people that I don't think I've really run into ex lovers very much before.
It's usually that festival is where you run into a lot of people, though.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say I run into many people this year.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's like, you just get up and you dance and you be a bit silly and people are wearing costumes. I had glitter on my face.
Yeah. I don't think I did this
like
year.
I was 1/8 the drag queen and I was loving it sick.
I think I was sans glitter this year.
Yeah, sans glitter.
Sans glitter. Okay, so that was the festival-y. How was your... should we book Christmas and New Year's in one? Like, my Christmas was, like, you know, family, pretty uneventful, blah, 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 done.
Yeah, that's mine too. Hung out at my mum's house and went into my, like, dad's family and just did the whole, like, oh, man, like, I'm not doing this again. That's my new thing. I'm not doing Christmas again.
Yeah.
I want my own Christmas. Guys, next year I'm hosting Christmas. You're all welcome to my house that I'm sure by that stage I'm living with somewhere with a great veranda and some grass.
Mm-hmm. Oh, grass.
You're all invited. Rules are no one brings a trifle because you instantly kicked out. Nobody brings... Oh, actually, that's about it. The only Christmas food that I really hate.
Yeah. What about, like, we put a restriction on meat? Like, we don't have to have 48 types of meat.
Yes. Okay. Mainly, yeah, I have a lot of vegetarian friends.
Mm-hmm.
And it fucking sucks for them. I was talking to a friend. And yeah. He was saying that I was like, oh, are you excited for Christmas? And he's like, well, I'm a vegetarian. I'm going back to the country, so I'm excited to eat my potatoes and green beans.
Yeah, that's exactly what it's like.
Oh, you poor thing.
Yeah, no, it's a hard trot.
What was your best Christmas present?
My best Christmas present. This is going to sound so grown up and a little bit lame, but... Oh, I got some Doc Martens.
Oh, yes! Yeah. Those Docs, she fucking owns them.
I do own them.
Like, you literally own them. But you also own them?
Thank you. Oh, owning.
So good.
So probably my Docs and, yeah, the grown-up thing, some really nice sheets and bedding, some really nice Manchester.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that was probably my best. I can't actually remember anything else.
Yeah.
I'm sure there was some other good stuff in there. What about you?
Well, I had a solid Christmas haul, which it's rare because it's my siblings and I are terrible at presents. We either go all the way till we've spent $1,000 on or nothing.
Yeah, okay.
And you don't know which year it's going to be, and we don't talk about what's going to happen.
Yeah. Is there ever an awkward I've bought you a new car? And
yeah.
I got you some Lucas Pawpaw.
Yeah. So I think I went really so it's happened both times. Okay. One year, I think I got my brother a box set of Around the Twist, which is a really good year, and I think he got me, a chocolate bar.
Mm.
And then the next year, so this is my middle brother, so, I'm just going to call him Chiller.
Yeah.
Because that's what he is. So I got Chiller, one year. Oh, that's right. The next year, I got him a chocolate bar, and he got me a keyboard.
Oh, yeah.
But then this year, we nailed it, so... I made him and his partner a, handcrafted concrete pot and some body scrub and some gingerbread.
Yeah.
And he got me, a massive candle, two little statues of kitties and some photo frames. And I'm just like, yes, yes, yes.
Yeah.
But my best present, hands down, is from my youngest brother. What's a good, gorgeous... What's someone who, is always active in their life and does things for themselves always?
Go-getter.
Gorgeous go-getter. Yeah. Yeah. Anyway, so gorgeous go-getter had been in America for 3 months, and he got me this sick-ass shirt from New Orleans,
mm-hmm.
and it says, Voodoo Crew on it, and it's got these skeletons, and it's just the best. I was wearing it all day yesterday.
Yeah.
He was saying that he wore it in America, so when he gave it to me, it had stains on it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I soaked it for 2 days and then was wearing it. I don't know if it was the soaking or if I'm, really fat, but he said that he wore it. I had it on yesterday, and it's, a slim fit on me.
Oh, really?
So I was like...
He's Girl. Like,
yeah, I know. It was like, well...
Sometimes washing... I've had so many dresses. This is... Welcome to the stains and stain removal and washing clothes podcast.
And now, stain removal with Jade and Ella. My favourite... I was going to say...
What's your favourite stain?
My favourite stain... is probably, something that you can actually get out.
Mm,
okay, Big Mac sauce on a white shirt. Don't stress it. It's fine. It's fine. If you're looking at a pasta, a little bit of a pasta sauce.
Yeah.
Passata sauce.
Yeah.
Well, that's for the expert stain removers.
Mm. Speaking of stains and Christmas, do I have a doozy for you? Months ago, I was wearing a dress and I spilt chai tea. And, proper chai tea, not the shit you buy from the supermarket, proper, it's made Mix. With spices, from an Indian restaurant.
Yeah.
Chai tea. Spilt it all over this dress. And I was like, yep, that's fine, I'll stain remove it.
Mm-hmm.
Then I threw it in my laundry basket and just completely forgot about it for, however many weeks it was until I did my next load of washing.
Yeah.
Forgot about the stain, chucked it into a normal wash. Obviously set the stain in hardcore.
Oh, no.
Couldn't get it out. Gave it to my Nana when I got to Christmas because she's stains are her...
Best That's
friend.
Her podcast, Stain Removal
yeah,
with...
Yeah, yeah,
what's her name again? Patsy?
Marg.
Marg. Stain Removal with Marg.
So it took her 2 days to get the stain out.
Are you serious?
I'm fucking serious.
Props for dedication, though.
So it's out.
Yeah.
And I'm living large in that dress. So happy story, happy ending.
Happy days. But yes, and trying to think of what I got off Mum. Oh, I did get two pairs of knickers from Mum.
Oh, good one. Yep. I love some knicks. Yep. I love some new knicks.
And one of them is just like totally like a pedophile's dream. It's like that they look like so children's undies for adult women.
Oh, yeah.
So they're like white with cherries on them, and they're that cut that like only 4-year-old girls wear.
Yeah. I've got lots of those.
Moving into New Year's just quickly.
Yeah.
When I was at my friend's house and I'm getting blind.
Yeah.
On this punch. I'm a performer, as if you guys don't already know. So when I get drunk, I'm like, all right. But I try and feel the room, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm like, is it an impressions? Is it singing? Is it gymnastics? Is it dance?
Mm-hmm.
And it was gymnastics. So yeah. I was like, guys, cartwheels. So a few of us get up, attempt some cartwheels. Me, I'm wearing my little, like, 4-year-old underwear under a dress.
Oh.
And I'm just at that stage where I'm too blind to care.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing all these cartwheels across the lawn in front of about 20 people that I don't know, and everyone's like, oh, cute knickers. I was like, shame job, but
shame. Thank you. It's embarrassing that most of my knickers are those, just because that's like last year for Christmas I got, you know, one of those 10 packs.
Yeah.
I got a big 10 pack. That's
it's like a slab of undies.
It's a slab of undies, and they were two sizes too big, and they're the sizes where it's like, it's not like just a set size, like size 8
it's
or size
12 10. To 7.
It's like 12 to 14.
Yeah, yeah.
Like 14 to 16 or whatever. So they're two sizes too big for me, and I still rock the absolute shit out of them.
Nice. Do you get saggy bum, though?
Yeah.
Yes, does that matter?
Yes, I do. Matters.
Matters. But yeah.
Matters.
So then, yeah, how about your NYE?
It was really good. It was really chill, babe.
Mm-hmm.
Like, just went to a friend's house, had some drinks, listened to some tunes, and then we walked over to, there's, like, a park / gardens across the road from their house. We walked over there and, like, sat kind of, we just sort of sat on this cricket pitch thing.
Yeah, with all of us.
Yeah, fake lawn, which is good because I was wearing a white dress.
Yeah, yeah. And, look,
we've spoken about stains. We've done stains.
Guys.
Although I did stain it and I'm too scared to look at it because, whatever. So we did that, and I don't know how it came up. But we were talking about Darude Sandstorm.
Oh, yeah. What do you mean you don't know how it comes up? Like, it naturally, it organically
comes
presents itself
in
every conversation. Yeah.
Yeah. So, actually, there was a New Year's miracle that happened just before the fireworks. So we're talking about Darude Sandstorm, and I was like, guys, we've got to have Darude Sandstorm playing countdown.
Yeah.
So two of my friends, like, separately got their phones. One was on Spotify, one was on YouTube. Like, you know, looked up Darude Sandstorm, like, put it on, and we were like, hang on a minute, are they playing at the exact same time? So they walked over to each other, and, like, they were playing at the exact same time, just before the fireworks. Everyone was just ecstatic about it.
Because that's amazing. That's hard to do. If you ever try to do that.
You couldn't do it if you tried.
No. Yeah, exactly. Oh, that's so good.
So, yeah, Darude Sandstorm was really the hit of the night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was just good. It was just good times all round. Good times had by L.
I will say, like, I've figured out, I've clocked New Year's. Like, I've done the levels, I've probably clocked it, like, 2 years in a row now.
Yeah.
That New Year's has way too many expectations.
Oh, yeah.
So, what you need to do is get your, all your wants and desires, like, get rid of them.
Mm-hmm.
Pretend
mm-hmm.
it's a Saturday night. It's, like, a Saturday night in March. Like, mm-hmm. it's just a normal day. So once you set that, like, in your brain, you're good to go. Then you don't go into the city.
Yeah.
Because it's, like, damn, like, everybody's feverishly trying to get laid or get drinks or get in clubs, but the lines are too long and it's all cray. Super cray.
Yeah.
And then that's about it. Have good mates.
Mm,
mm. Just be around people that you want to be around.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I think I nailed all of that this year.
Yeah.
And I said the same thing to Quiet Long Hair, because we were trying to decide what to do and, like, where to go. And I was like, honestly, it's just another Saturday night. Like, it's just, we go out all the time.
Except it was Thursday.
Yeah. But I mean, like, you know, going out. It's like, we can do whatever the fuck we want.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Like, there's,
Well, I, it was a little bit strange, because within our friend group, there's only, what, like, I don't know, 7 of us.
Yeah.
And we all split up.
I'll spread my wings and I'll learn how to fly. I'll do what it takes till I fireworks sky. Make a wish,
take a chance, make a change.
Yeah, we kind of broke away.
Break.
That's what I was getting to. Away.
Yes, Jade. Yes, Jade. Yas girl. Anyway, Yas queen. Yas, okay. Anyway. Yas queen. Okay, I've got it out of my system now. But we broke away. So you were doing something, our friends were at the beach, and then I was in Point Cook, Melbourne.
Yeah.
And I'd never been there before. Lots of houses, lots of kids.
Yeah.
With my friend and an older friend group, which was like a real eye-opener.
Yeah.
Because I just saw what our lives will be in about like 7 to 10 years.
What's it like? So give me a glimpse.
Okay, so I walked in and I'm dressed to the nines just because I wanted to, like, you know, party atmos.
Oh, my friend, she NYE.
Yeah, my friend, bubbly British, I've spoken about her before.
Yeah.
She was the glammed up as well. She's like a beautiful, like, nicer Kardashian.
Mm-hmm.
And I walk in and I was like, oh, wow, it's like a house, like with a lawn and like a house.
Yeah, okay.
Not like any of our share houses that we've ever had.
Yeah.
And I walk in and for starters, there's like 3 children playing. And I was like, oh, interesting. And there's all these people wearing like nice, like 30-year-old plus clothes.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like, everybody's just organized. Like there's nice food and there's like just, and I was like, you know, okay. And I'm introducing myself to these small children.
Yeah.
Just holding a bottle of Malibu for the punch. Like,
yeah.
Hello, tiny ones. One of them kicked me.
Ugh.
Yeah, and I was just like, okay, this is... I'm not in Brunswick anymore. Toto, we're not in Brunswick anymore. Mm. And
Malibu, we're not in Brunswick
anymore. Yeah. And I walked out and one of them's like has a baby, like a newborn. But they're all so lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
And they were just, it was the nicest thing, being invited to a group of strangers, party, and then all of them, by the end of the night, you're mates with them.
Yeah,
yeah, it was so refreshing. I will say, there was one guy there that was trying to pick me up, and it was, like, somebody's cousin, so no one really knew him either.
Yeah.
And he's, like, this British dude, and he was bumming rollies off me all night. So that's how he got in.
Yeah.
So every time I had a smoke, he'd be like, hey, Ella, do you mind if I have a smoke too? I'm like, yeah, that's fine. And he had adult braces.
Oh, okay.
And, well, that's, like, that's rude, but, you know, he had adult braces. Yeah. He was, like, quite good looking, but, you know, whatever. And I had no interest whatsoever. And he started off really nice, but he's one of those guys who gets drunk and then turns into an a-hole.
Yeah.
And so he's just screaming at everybody at one bit. Like, they had, like, all this 90s, like, rock and pop playing, which I was loving.
Yeah.
But he's like, oh, guys, this is, like, let's get some drum and bass happening here. Let's get some drum and bass, like, this is just sleeping shit. Like, okay, that's Welsh. I don't know where I'm going. But everyone's just like, oh, gee. Oh, my.
Yeah,
oh,
right.
Me, oh, my.
Did he get some drum and bass?
Yeah, he put it on, and he's just like, this terrible, ratchet drum and bass, and everyone's just uncomfortably sitting there like, when will it be over? He comes over, he's like giving me a massage and stuff. I was like, oh my god. I like go to bed. He's like Facebook inboxing me like, oh, what about a rolly, eh? And I'm like, I like lit up on my phone and I was like, dear god, no. Like, I feel like I should pile things against the door in case he tries to
come against the door. Did he try and come in? That's
no.
Horrifying.
But then the next morning, I was talking to bubbly British housemates and they're like, he was so mad that you went to bed. Like, he wanted to get his dick wet. Like, he was... Like, yeah, and I was just like, oh, this is a terrible feeling.
Yeah, yeah.
But
so
apart from that...
he didn't get his
No.
DW.
I mean, he didn't get his DW. Arthur. But, yeah, he may have. He sprayed a hose on it or something. I don't know.
Was it hot?
yeah, it was a scorcher.
It was pretty hot. It was a school... Oh, it was too.
Yeah.
It was hot AF.
It was like 40 degrees during the day.
Yeah, that's right. That's correct.
But it was a nice one. So we just, like, we were playing Kings, and then we realised that the countdown was going to happen, so we just chucked it on Triple J because we just needed a radio station to count down with.
Sure.
And that happened.
Do they count down on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's nice. Well, good on them.
Yeah.
Good on you, Triple J.
Yeah. Triple J. Give us a job. Seriously, listen to this shit. Like, man. I'll send this in to them as, like, a sample text.
Like a, yeah.
So that was good. It was good.
So NYE was a hit. What else? What else has been happening? What are we, Jan?
Jan
something.
Went back to work, you know, did the fuck my life, I don't want to go to work.
Yeah, yeah. What's a way to get money without working?
Oh, like, if you have a book, so you have to work at the start, mm-hmm. or a song or something, and then you get royalties. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, I could... Oh, all right. Done.
Yeah.
That's me for the next year. I'm just going to work away at my book or song.
I think that... Well, I would... Okay. Can we do it together?
Yeah.
I was thinking a book of short stories. I would love to write a book of short stories based on my life.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if anyone shows any interest, just, like, pop it on the Facebook page and just say yes book or no book.
Yeah.
Also, titles for the book.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking about doing a collection of short stories of things that make me sad.
Oh.
It would be very depressing.
Is it a coffee table book?
Oh, yeah. Pics and everything.
Yeah.
But it would be pretty depressing. I don't know what market I'm sort of aiming for there. I've got to work it all out.
Small emo children.
Yeah. So that'll be me. Look out for my new book. I Want to Kill Myself.
By J.W. Cleland. Oh, Mamma Mia, Care Disastro.
Can I ask about your love life?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah? Because I think last... We heard you were off the online dating scene.
Yeah, still off.
Yeah.
Although I did... So, it's so funny. When my friends talk about Tinder, I get FOMO.
Yeah.
So, that's fear of missing out for guys, for those of you over 25.
I will be over 25 soon. Just
I know.
Girls.
Yeah, I know. Is it... Spoon. Okay, I always get this wrong. Is it Feb 10th or 2nd?
2nd.
2nd, yeah. So, guys...
Fucking birthday to me.
Yeah, we need to get a PO box set up so that you can get all the presents sent there.
Yeah. No, I hate presents. There's still Christmas presents that I haven't opened.
Really?
Yeah. I've got one sitting next to my bedside, like, sitting on my bedside table that I haven't opened. And I remember on my 21st, the day after my 21st, we were all in the pool, and everyone had sat presents on the pool table.
Yeah.
And Mum would come out to me in the pool and be like, Jade! Can you please come and open the presents? Like, we need to get rid of them. So I'd, like, trudge out of the pool and open one and be like, okay, I can't. I hate presents. So.
Yeah, that's fair
enough. It's not my thing.
Yeah.
It's not my thing, girl.
Yeah. Yeah, so they were all on... When they were on Tinder. So I occasionally jump back on, realise, like, how very little the world has to offer me and get back off.
Mm.
So it's, like, 3-day stints. And a cheap one and a 3-day stint. That's actually how it goes. I get a little bit drunk. I think I'm going to go on Tinder, do a 3-day stint, and then get off.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's what it is right now. It's a journey of self-discovery. It's the white girl in me that is just like, I need to take some time for myself.
Yeah, yeah.
And
what's my journey? What's my path?
Yeah. Making myself a better me. Like, how can... If I don't love me... Who will love me for me, you know?
She likes me for me,
not because... So, I mean, it's very much up in the air. Like, I propositioned for a date and then, like, had some, like, other stuff happen and I just went, nah,
no,
like...
not Reds. You're not Reds, girl. You're not Reds and that's fine.
Yeah.
That's fine.
Yeah. I will say that, you know... Intercourse, I miss that. That's been, I'm going to say, a long time.
Yeah.
Before Halloween.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's fine. Yeah. It's good to have, like, a little break.
A little stint. And I was talking about it with one of my other friends and was saying that we were both, what do you call them? Sluts? No, that's shaming somebody for their sexuality. But we were saying, how many times, okay, if we put it in a percentage of, like, if you sleep with somebody, like, you know, you bring someone home from a bar or you get someone off Tinder and sleep with them the first time, in a percentage-wise, when is it satisfactory? And I was like, oh, like, 8 to 10% out of 100. So it's a revelation of... I need to have somebody who I connect to on a spiritual level.
Yeah.
And they can spiritually connect their dick to my vagina.
Yeah, no, that's really true. I like that. Because, I think it's hard with one-night stands because you can't, like, you've got, you're like, how do you match someone's groove?
Yeah.
At 2 o'clock in the morning after, you know.
Oh, and also, you just throw up, like, every obstacle in the world, right? So, like... oh, well, we're not going to have a properly working, like, dick if everybody's drunk. Oh, I don't have a properly working vagina when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Everything's shut down.
Close down for
service. Yeah. We'll reopen in the new year, guys, but shut down. But, yeah, and just the fact that, like, everybody's pace or technique, it doesn't match. Oh, you get the next morning of just, Jesus Christ, what have I done?
Do you prefer, if you're having a one-night stand, do you prefer to go back to their place or to yours?
Well, I've never even really thought about that. I just tend to, get quite forceful.
Yeah, right.
So, because of that, I'd bring them to mine.
Yeah.
Because I'd be like, hey, like, you want to come home with me?
Yeah.
Sometimes I'm so glad that I'm a small female, because imagine my personality in, like, a large man's body. Like, it'd be overwhelming.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you want to come home with me?
Come back to my house.
Yeah, and, like, I get away with so much stuff because I am a small female.
Yeah.
That wouldn't fly with, like, a lot of other... I'm blessed. #blessed.
#blessed. Too blessed to be stressed.
And how's your love life? It's good, isn't it?
Yes, it's fucking good, isn't it? Bitch. It's good. So I'm quite long hair, and I, after much a discussion, and I don't know, I'm back together, and it's good. It's like just chill.
Yeah.
It's nice.
Yeah.
Everything's going all right. I'm, like, pretty aware of, like, a belief held by most that once you break up, there's a reason that you broke up and you shouldn't get back together.
Yeah.
So, like, that's in the forefront of my mind. But I think we've, like, worked through all of the cases.
Yeah.
Like, I think it's stupid to get back with someone if you... And just go back to exactly what it was and not address any of the concerns.
Yeah.
But we've addressed... all concerns, and it's kind of good. Like, I feel like I can be more honest with him, and I think he is learning to be more honest with me or with his feelings. I don't know,
yeah,
but it's good.
Well, that's one of my, like, I didn't have I don't have New Year's resolutions,
New Year's resis,
no New Year's resolutions. But I would say that what I'm going to work on this year, and it's kind of where you're coming from, is like hearing people out.
Yeah.
Because I'm so quick to be like, you dogged me, cunt. Like, piss off. And just, like, get out of my life. You're done.
Yeah.
And then I think about all the times that, like, I fucked up, like, and people are just like, it's okay, you know? Like, we know you're a good person in your heart. And
it's the thing of, I think, I'm not sure if we've said this on the podcast, probably, because it's really resonated with me. I think you said it to me. We judge other people on their actions and ourselves on our intentions.
Yeah.
I've really been thinking about that a lot lately. Like,
yeah. Because you think that you're a great person. Cause you're like, well, I'll say all these things to anyone. Like, it's also instant gratification, which is really bad. So saying something like, I'm going to go and, like, work out at the park, like, this year.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like the... Everybody going, oh, that's a really great idea. Good for you.
And that kind of...
And that's the instant gratification.
Yeah, it's like, you need. Yeah.
I don't need to work out at the park anymore.
Yeah.
I'll go and watch dogs at the park, like, if anyone's down. But
I think that's my biggest problem. Like, as soon as something comes into my head, like, I'm not a very secretive person. As soon as something comes into my head, I'm like, oh, I was thinking about this. Everyone, what do you think? And I don't do anything.
Yeah.
So maybe that could be one of mine as well. Just like... keep shit to myself and work on it myself.
Yeah, because I think that...
Guys, I didn't say anything about my depressed book.
Oh, yeah, no. That's... You didn't hear... You didn't hear a fucking thing.
You didn't hear it from me.
But yeah, like... just treating humans as humans.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because, guys, you've just got to treat people how you want to be treated.
Absolutely. I think also... I'm on this New Year's resolutions thing. I don't really have resolutions either. And also, when, like, the new year came, I didn't feel it. Like, I was just like, okay, cool, it's a new year, but I didn't have any of the feelings of, like, right, like, this year I really want to do this and this and this.
Yeah.
But I think you can do that anytime.
Yeah.
You know? So now I'm just thinking, like, one of my things is, I want to treat people better and I want to be treated better by people, like, standing up for myself, owning my shit.
Yeah.
You know? I think I'd... Yeah.
Absolutely. Sorry, I'm so dirty then. You said when New Year's came and I couldn't feel it. I was going to say... Where did it
when New Year's came?
Where did it come?
Oh my dear. I don't know.
Sorry. I'm not going to apologize, guys. We are both spirituality and comedy. Spiritual comedy. Comedispirology?
Spiritual. It's Comedual.
Comedual. Hello, this is Comedual. Alice speaking.
Spirity.
I'll just put you through to accounts. One moment, please. Yeah, so I think it's a good feeling, but I think baby steps as well.
Oh, baby steps, indeed.
Yeah, just saying, like, I'm thinking about this, it's active in my mind, I'm going to try and put it in actively, but I'm not going to fucking kick myself.
I'm not going to force it.
Well, it's like everybody's New Year's resolution is that they, like, quit smoking or lose weight, and when it's a lose weight
Do you know, like, those two things didn't even enter my mind.
Oh, yeah, no, neither. Yeah. And the poor cunts are just like, I'm going to make, you know, gym food. And then that goes too far, too quick. And then the gym membership just sits there for, you know, the rest of the year after January 30. Yeah. So it's all about baby steps, guys.
Yeah, baby steps.
Yeah, we're very, we're in an open and loving podcast, and we're here for you. And like, if you want to make a baby step, just a little teeny weeny beba step,
yeah,
do it.
Do it.
Don't get down on yourself if you don't do it.
And celebrate that you took a baby step.
Yeah, exactly.
And you don't have to do anything else.
Yeah.
For a while.
Yeah. It's like I was saying to myself, I home cooked a meal and I was like, yay, Ella!
Yeah.
Good work. That was nutritious. You did something for yourself.
What was the meal?
I got really good at these omelets.
Ooh.
Yeah, so I was cooking, so I get my pan, right?
Yes.
I get some tomatoes, mushrooms, spinach and parsley, garlic, fry it up, take it out of the pan. Then I whisk two eggs with a little dash of milk, hot pan.
Yeah, hot pan coming through.
Hot pan. Dump the omelette, the egg mix, and then turn it down to low.
Oh,
turn to low.
Let it
put a lid over it.
Yeah, put a lid on it.
Put a lid on it. Then it'll like cook through, but it's going to have a crispy base because you had a hot, Then you get the cooked ingredients.
Yeah.
You put them down one side of the omelette.
Yeah.
You flip the omelette over.
Yeah.
Then you get a plate, put it on top of the pan, flip it upside down.
Yeah.
Garnish with a salad.
That's amazing. I've only made a couple of omelettes in my life because love eggs, but,
Jade loves eggs!
Everybody, listen up! But I'm more of a yellow egg person instead of a white egg person, like yolk.
Oh, I was like, how do I not know about the two different varieties of eggs?
Yellow eggs. What are you looking at? Oh, yep. So, yeah, I think, like, omelettes and same with, it's been scramby.
Yeah.
It's like a little bit too white for me. But the omelets that I've made, I like do it all in the pan, put it all in the pan, whatever you got, put it in the pan. And then I take the pan and put the grill on and chuck the pan in the grill, like, whilst not getting the handle in there, but just to like
cook the top of
it. Yeah. Yeah.
So, how many ways can you crack an egg? Is that the saying?
How many ways
can you make
to
an
cook
omelet?
An egg? Oh, yeah. Too many. Cooks in the kitchen.
It turns out that there is multiple ways to cook an omelette, guys.
Yeah.
And now back to cooking with omelettes. Wait. Cooking omelettes with Jade and Ella.
Just like, can we possibly shuffle our entire setup this way so I'm not in the sun anymore? Guys, we're doing an OB today. That's an outside broadcast.
Oh, what does that mean? I was like, orange is neat black.
I am absolutely cooking.
What's cooking good looking?
My back. Oh no, I just spilt soil everywhere. Sorry.
Why is there... Oh, my bag of peat moss. I'm such a gardener. I know what it means.
What is peat moss?
Okay.
Peat moss?
Yeah, it's Kate Moss's brother.
Is he related to Ron Moss?
I don't know who that is.
Ridge from Boldly Beautiful.
Oh. No. Stop. Gardening is serious.
Yeah, sorry.
It aerates the soil.
Oh, really?
But I was using it inside of my concrete pot mix to give it a little bit of a rustic look.
Oh.
Yeah.
Is that the grey stuff?
That's the concrete. Yeah, it's a bag.
Oh, that's the concrete.
Yeah. So it's cement. It's cement.
What an idiot. Sorry.
Everybody calls them concrete pots, but guys, newsflash, they're made of cement.
What's the diff?
I don't know.
Concrete, cement. Concrete, cement.
Concrete, cement. Concrete, cement. Concrete, cement. Concrete, cement. Semi, 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 cement.
Semi, 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 con. Connie, 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 Sam.
Semi, 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 Connie, Connie, Sam, Sam.
That's a wrap, everybody.
Hard. My glasses fell off my head.
Yeah.
I carry wine glasses on my head as to make sure that I have good posture constantly.
That's, yeah.
I'll add in a sound effect of a glass smashing. Ha ha ha.
Oh no, glass.
My glass fell off my head.
Careful. Glass coming through.
Did your parents used to freak out? Okay, so mine were pretty good, but I'd go to my friends' houses and have like different reactions. When they smashed crockery or glass, mine were really good. They were like, oh, okay, guys, like, that's okay. Just step away from it. But then I'd go to other people's house and the parents would be like, you like, fuckhead, this is the most dramatic thing that's ever happened.
Oh, so you came to my house all the time. Yeah, that was my house. Or like if my brother or myself like dropped a remote control or something, like just loud noises, my dad would be like, ah! Like he wouldn't like yell, he'd just be like, ah! Ah!
That sounds like, before we started recording, I was talking about the two different ways that people wake up.
Yeah.
So when you sleep in a bed with somebody else, I've figured it out. There's only two different people. One is when someone wakes up and they make this noise. What? Oh, yeah. Okay. And they go back to sleep. Mm-hmm. It's really, like, a calm tone. And they're just, like, a little bit, yeah, okay, yeah, yeah. And then there's these people that go, and you're like, oh, Jesus Christ, like, calm down.
What are you?
I am a silent, I'm the freakiest.
You're the former.
Yeah, I wake up silently. You wake up silently.
Well, I feel like, because once I wake up in the morning, like, that's it. Like, I'm fully, like, because morning is my time.
Yeah.
Everybody, morning's my time.
Which is, like, so strange to me, because I'm the nighttime.
Yeah, I can't, like, it gets, like, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and I'm done for the day. Like, yeah. I can't do anything else. I can't even think.
So I had to record a podcast right on 12 noon.
Yeah. So, yeah, I'm a morning person. So, even when I think about myself waking up, all I think of is, like, this is not good for an audio medium. But I'm just, like, asleep is, like, I'm awake now.
Yeah.
Like, here I am, everybody.
Yeah.
This is me.
I wake up silently.
4 hours until I die.
But slowly.
Yeah.
So it's, like, I'm awake and I'm just, like, oh, my God. Oh, I'm awake again. I have to do this again. And then it gets to about, like, 5 o'clock at night.
Balls.
Yeah, gets to, like, 5 o'clock at night, and I'm like, ooh, my life! I'm a ghost.
You should get a job where you work in the nighttime.
No, but that's when I'm most creative.
Oh, okay.
And, like, most, like, my personality shines. So I feel like it'd work if maybe I was, like, a performer.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
Not so much a waitress or something, because I'd want to be, like, living my life, but I'm just...
Yeah. Yeah.
And I've done that before.
Yeah.
I've been the waitress in the days and the nights and the mornings from every hour of the day.
Ugh, I hate waitress.
Hospital.
The movie.
I hate waitress. What about Secretary the movie?
What's she about?
Maggie Gyllenhaal becomes a secretary to this guy who's into BDSM.
Ooh.
And he becomes her dominant, and he's submissive.
Yeah.
And it's like this weird fucked up like, relationship. It's really good.
Is it good? Watch it. I'll watch that it's if like, you want.
Yeah.
If you think that would be a cool thing I could do, is it cool?
It's really cool. Really? But yeah, she's like at one point, it's like a turning point where she does something wrong.
Spoilers.
Yeah, spoilers. She does something wrong, and he's like hands, palms down on the desk. And he, like, whips her from behind.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, I just got hard because I'm such a freak. But, secretary. Okay. What's waitress? I've never...
I don't know. I actually don't know. But I have a feeling, and this could be really wrong, I have a feeling... Who played Felicity in Felicity? Remember Felicity?
No.
Oh.
I don't know what that is.
You don't know Felicity?
No.
It's like that J.J. Abrams show?
No.
You don't know Felicity?
Oh, you don't Felicity. Know Felicity.
As in, I don't know much about it because it was like...
It's like a 90s.
Yeah, it was like 90s. Right. She had like that big hair.
Yeah, right.
Big curly hair. I think it was just, like, about her going to college.
Right. Yeah, no.
And then it got kind of, like, time travel-y.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that's it. Very J.J. Abrams.
It was very J. Abrams of him to do that.
How
very J. Abrams of you. How very J.J. Abrams of you. J.J. Abrams.
I really like that. Well, how very J.J. Abrams of you.
Talking to J.J. Abrams. yeah, so Felicity. I don't know, but I feel like it's got that girl in it. I think her name's Felicity, so I'm so sorry.
That's okay, but yeah, well, we got so far away from where we were that I don't even know how to get back.
What are we? What is this? So guys, this podcast basically... Apart from us rambling, this is just a catch-up episode.
Yeah.
How you doing?
How you doing? Hey, how you doing? Who am I?
Pretty good, thanks. And yourself?
Who am I?
Joey Tribbiani.
I'm Ella, you idiot. No, yeah, I was doing Joey.
Yeah.
But which Friends character are you?
I don't know. I think I'm maybe, like, a little bit of a Phoebe.
You're a
but
Phoebe.
I think I'm a little bit of a... Maybe, like, a Chandler. Although, what's he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you are. You're a Phoebe Chandler. Do you know what I am?
No. Can I guess?
Yeah.
I don't know. Ross? I don't know.
Rude.
No, I love Ross. He's my favourite Friends
I'm
character.
I'm a Rachel Joey.
Rachel Joey. Yeah, actually, you are a Rachel Joey.
I'm a hybrid.
Rachel Zoe. Rachel Joe.
Rachel Joe.
What Sex and the City character are you? Or I think this I is feel really, like we may have talked about this on a previous podcast.
No, this is really hard because everybody thinks they're a Carrie. You don't think you're a Carrie?
No, but I think I am. Well, okay.
No, but I think I am.
No, like, I think I am a Carrie, but I'm not happy about it. Like, she's the worst.
Yeah.
No offense, Carrie.
Like, I am maybe 3/4 Samantha, 1/3 Miranda.
I want to be Miranda if I'm anyone, but I'm not. So... Sorry, Carrie. Sorry,
Jack. I'd say that, like, this is my explanation. 3/3 Samantha, because majority of the time I don't give a fuck, I'm very feminist and I'm into sexual intercourse.
Yeah.
But...
No apologies.
I don't have my life together like Samantha. I have it, like, completely in disarray like Miranda.
Yeah. No, Miranda's got her shit sorts.
Oh, it depends on what season.
She's a lot, yeah. But love life, not Samantha.
No, but that's it.
Yeah.
Like,
my
love life is a dirty trash bag.
Yeah.
Full of used nappies. Dirty... things.
Who am I Sex and the City wise?
Well, who makes that noise?
Samantha when she's fucking.
Yeah.
I just came.
It's really awkward, guys. They're actually sitting on my veranda and Jade just came.
Mm.
The neighbours had a show.
A field day with it.
Absolutely.
What other TV shows can we be characters
Which
from?
Which charmed character are you?
So who is there? There's Phoebe. Who's she again?
The one who is, does...
Alyssa Milano.
Yeah. There's, Phoebe. If we want to go OG, there's Prue.
Prue.
Who's the older sister.
Yeah.
Piper. And then there's Paige.
Paige, yeah. Maybe Phoebe.
Yeah.
But, because I can't really remember anyone else. I know Piper was like, a bit of a hard ass, wasn't
Piper.
She? Oh, okay.
Absolutely, I'm Piper.
Yeah, you're a bit of a Piper.
Yeah. No, I don't take it offensively. She's a strong woman. She doesn't take shit from anyone. She blows shit up with her hands.
Yeah. What? No, I've just got fucking shit premonitions.
Look, I would say you're a Phoebe Page or a Phoebe Leo because they're white letters.
White letter.
They're healers and they're sensitive.
Yeah.
And they, like, not sensitive as in, like, oh my god, you're so sensitive to, like, other things around you. You, like, you heal people around you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
I am a Leo. Maybe I'm a Leo.
Maybe you're Leo.
Mm.
Mm. Which one of the Scooby-Doo crew are you?
I think, like, deep down I'm a bit of a Shaggy.
Yeah. I think I'm Velma.
Velma. Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, because Velma's really, like... Oh, no, you're probably a bit of a Velma.
But she's got her shit together, so maybe I'm like a Velma and a Scooby.
A Scooby? A Scooby-Dooby-Doo?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then I don't know those characters well enough.
Oh, nor do I. And TBH, I haven't watched, like, any other TV show.
Scooby-Doo ever.
Oh, no, I've wrapped me eyes and ears around Scooby-Doo many a time.
Yeah.
But, like, if we were to go into other TV shows, I bet I haven't seen them.
Okay, well, what if, like, I'm thinking it's going to be Gangs.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Although, even say if I said 30 Rock.
Yeah. Who am I? I think you're like a Jenna Liz combo.
Yeah, I'm a Jenna Liz. But I would say that I'm, again, three-quarter a Jenna.
Yeah, yeah, you're mostly a Jenna.
Yeah.
You're mostly Jenna.
I reckon you're...
Like, who's, like, a real shit side character? Well, like, they're all great characters, but, like Pete or something.
I was going to say Pete! But Pete crossed with somebody.
Pete crossed with...
Kenneth.
Yeah. Or, like, what's the, like, the cleaning lady's name?
Oh, Rodwika.
Yeah. Maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
Sick. Well, I'm glad we've put a pin in that one and got that sorted.
Look, I'm just going to be blunt with you guys. I need to do a wee.
Yeah, okay, cool. I need to get some food into my bowels.
Yeah. Did we want to do the game? Like, where are we at? Because if we're too long over...
Yeah, we're at...
We're at an hour.
Yeah.
The game maybe will come next time.
Yeah, we'll do. Games.
And sports. No.
Sports game.
But how do I deal?
Yeah. So how do I deal? Yeah.
You deal with baby steps, guys. You deal with baby steps. You deal with humor.
So I think also, we'll just talk about it next time. We're way over.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
If you want to hit us up on any of our social medias, we have a email account and a Facebook. So it's How Do I Deal Podcast on Facebook. And How Do I Do a Podcast on Gmail.
Yeah, howdoidopodcast@gmail.com.
And you can express queries, questions, statements, and we'll take them on board. But look, if you're being a silly goose, we're not gonna take it on board.
Yeah, we will not take it on board. You can ask us questions, you can give us bloody games to play, you can do whatever the fuck you want.
One thing I do...
Because you're a strong, independent woman.
Yes, you are. Even if you're a man, you're a strong, independent woman, because that's the best kind of person.
Exactly.
Also, if you would like to help us out, on the iTunes charts, if you rate and review us, it actually builds traction, and if enough people do it, it can get chucked into, like, categories.
Yeah, yeah.
And
if you guys do that, we will implore to make good content for your earbuds.
Absolutely. Also, if you like this podcast and you've got friends who like listening to Potty C's, say, hey friend, wrap this around your ear holes. And look, if you don't like it, well, that's your prerogative. You're a strong independent woman, as we brought up before, and good on you for having an opinion.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
We appreciate it. All right, guys, thanks for listening, and we'll catch you in a week, because that's how good we're going to be.
Yeah, fuck yeah. Also, quickly, just really, really quick.
Yeah.
Just, have you heard that song by Snoop Dogg, and it's like, flip it, dun 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 dun, dip it.
No!
It sucks.
Oh! Flip it, dip it. Is it new?
I think so. It's by, like, someone Feet, Snoop Dogg.
Oh, dear. Okay, well...
Do you know someone Feet?
I'm gonna... No. They're in so many songs,
I know.
That Feet person is in every song.
I know.
DJ Feet. So we're gonna go to, like, a Yelp review of Snoop Dogg's album now and just, you know, let him know what
Hit it up. Can you Yelp review things like albums?
No.
Okay.
I was being a silly goose, and I will have none of that. All right, guys.
All right, we'll catch you
later. Love you, mucho. Bye-bye. Blowing kisses.